wheel. We're gonna spin it around. It's the Dylan and Miller topic wheel. We can't stop it. We're gonna spin it around.
And as you can clearly see on the wheel here, we have four topics that could be discussed today.
Nothing there.
Number one, we
even reached out for it like he was touching it, like someone could listening could wheel. See.
What are you talking about?
Number one, as you can see right here.
That's the one I hope we get.
I bet you do, because it's ham
number
talk,
one.
The food.
Oh, interesting.
We also have ham? On the topic wheel, encyclopedia talk.
Ooh.
Those are lots of fun.
How is that a top four topic that we could come up with?
I got a lot here. We could also do Christmas gift talk, or how,
really
rising
played out.
How rising premiums and deductibles could lead to more rogue anarchy on our streets. Let's give it a spin, see what we get.
I hope that last one.
Oh,
give me anarchy.
I kind of like ham talk encyclopedia. Oh, it's
going to be encyclopedia talk.
Ham.
Anarchy?
Oh.
Christmas gift
Christmas.
Talk.
Damn it. Terrible acting.
Funny enough, it's the Christmas season.
Man, it's a good thing we spun that wheel now.
Yeah.
That it didn't land on Arbor Day talk. Be really weird.
Well, a few Christmas gift stats here before we get into a little discussion about how we may handle that this time of the year. What would you guess is the number for the average spend per person in the holiday season?
On other people or on themselves?
Well, how much are you buying for yourself during the holiday season?
I really don't care for other people.
I've started to buy just stuff for myself around
okay,
the holidays.
Well, let's say I'm not talking to two selfish people, and I'm talking to people that
shellfish.
Fully fill the giving
like
season.
Yeah.
I'll say 250,000 million.
Okay. I'll give you a real answer. Yes. I'll probably spend not at minimum answer. 50 per person.
I'm sorry.
Minimum.
Is it like a total?
There's a total.
Okay. Oh. I'll say 500.
Yeah, I'm probably 450. I'm cheaper than him.
According to the numbers I have in front of me, the average projected spend this year is $650 for gifts
in your face.
For family, friends, and coworkers. Another $250 for seasonal items, quote unquote, totaling about $900 spent.
When Trump was president, that only cost you $100.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot.
Why were you spending less? You hated your friends more?
Everything was cheaper.
It's a bargain.
I don't know what voice you're doing over there.
Well, it's just DJ. I'll talk.
Speaking of bad acting.
Worst voice, this or Peggy?
Peggy, definitely.
Peggy, yeah.
So, yeah, about $650 per person, which... I don't buy, I guess, a ton for, this sounds bad, I suppose, for friends. I don't.
Thanks.
Yeah,
do
you've
a
never
lot
given us anything.
I haven't gotten anything.
I've given
from
you both things. Last year, one of the gifts I gave him, he immediately handed back to me. And it was like, I'm not going to use this.
What was it?
A tech deck.
Oh, yeah.
But I also got you candy.
Yeah.
We've tried to buy him gifts, and they don't always work. I tried to buy him.
The pig mask.
The pig mask, and it didn't fit on his giant watermelon head. So he had to give it to him.
A nice little re-gift, which we'll get to here in a moment. In total, they project about $35 billion will be spent this holiday season
they
on Christmas gifts.
They will not spend $35 billion.
The biggest increase from year to year on spending during the holiday season, shockingly, was 2020 to 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that's because people got a nice couple of stimulus checks from the government.
Money,
yeah.
Burning a hole in your pocket.
Which I suppose there's something nice about using that to buy gifts for your friends and family, but
and that was kind of the
swag.
That was kind of the point. You know, they give you the money to spend.
To circulate the economy.
Go ahead.
So when do y'all start shopping for your gifts for your family? Because that's who I mainly buy for, is my immediate family. Like I said, I'll buy you guys something, and I'll buy a couple of my close friends things. But for the most part, the bulk of my shopping is for my family. And I am the worst type of shopper in that I wait till about the 20th or the 21st, and I'm paying $50 to make sure it gets here by Christmas.
So it's funny you say that or ask that, because I've literally got written on my notepad here the names of people that I'd like to get stuff for. And I'm handing it to Monty right now.
Okay.
This is not a joke. Don't read what the gifts I have written down. But literally, there's like one gift for one person. And then under my name, there's like five things that I know that I want to get for myself. As I was looking, well, you look for gifts online, and as you're looking, I'd actually kind of like that. So I'm going to bookmark that.
I see 10,000 things for DJ, two things for mom, nothing for anyone else.
Yeah, we'll figure them out. Sorry, here in the home stretch. We'll get everything figured out.
The bad thing is, yeah, with my family is like, yeah, starting around Thanksgiving in early December in the family, you know, group chat.
What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, people will start throwing out items. And if I was a smart person, I would go buy them immediately. But I say, Why now?
We live in a time where you could literally in 5 seconds go online from anywhere, order it, and it'll be delivered right to your house.
Pause my game, or I gotta tell the speed dating girl I'm talking to, hold on, I don't want to do all that.
My hot pocket's gonna get cold.
Right. Yeah, or my hash brown's gonna get too cold as I hold it up, and I don't want that either. So I'll wait till later on in the year when I have more time. And yeah, I end up panic buying and either have to pay the $50, like I said, to get a $20 item here by Christmas Eve, or I have to do the real spare thing of handing them like an empty box with like a receipt in it.
That's my
showing
bit.
That I bought you something, it'll get here later.
A third of my purchases are all a photo of the item.
A printed out picture, yeah.
It didn't come in time.
I do that too. Absolutely. And every year, the Postal Service just loses all these gifts and they just get lost and didn't make it in time. It's their fault, not my fault. Every time.
So was it, one of us was saying that they went to North Park recently. Was that you, DJ?
Yeah, I had to drop off and pick up computer from repair.
And it's fixed.
No.
No.
But the mall itself was,
for another day,
was pretty barren, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was the day before Thanksgiving, I believe. Day before Thanksgiving. So
okay.
I would have assumed that maybe the people that think that they're really on it, and I'm not going to do Black Friday, I'm going to go the day before and really trick people. It was shocking how few people there were walking around. I guess maybe just because our age group, as we're all in our mid-30s, that was just part of the holidays. If you ever go to the store, you're not going to be able to find parking. You're going to have to park 2 miles away because it's just so slammed. You're going to see three fistfights in the parking lot of people not handling the holidays well. And it's going to be nut to butt throughout the entire mall. And it just was not like that at all. Maybe it will be today. Maybe it is closer to the actual holiday. But it was pretty surprising how few people there were.
I think they're like, week before Christmas, when people are, you know, doing what I'm doing, maybe that's when it picks up. But yeah, I don't know if it's like, I remember going with my mom. We had to get my brother a pair of shoes, her dragging me to Finish Line. And yeah, we're at the back of the parking lot and I'm like, can I just sit in the car? This is awful. But yeah, you'd go in there and there'd be a Christmas tree and there'd be music playing and it was great. And yeah, I don't know that we see that now. And maybe I should go see if I can recapture that spirit somewhere.
You won't.
Okay. So you answered one of my questions when I looked at your notepad there. Are both of you good about telling other people what you want? That's another problem I have. When people are like, what do you want? I have no idea.
I feel like I am, but it's in one ear, out the other for whoever's listening to me. Because I think a lot of people just tune me out in general when
absolutely
speaking to them. Yeah. And so I'll tell them like 5 times exactly what I want. And it's usually a version of, I want black t-shirts and black socks and black underwear. And they have to
black
ask me.
Black underwear?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
As opposed to just classic tidy whiteys?
Yeah.
Well, they don't. Why do they have to be black? You can't wear gray or blue or
exclusively
red or Joe boxers?
A print of some kind?
Yeah.
Have some fun with it?
No.
Right down to he's naked, he's got to commit to wearing all black.
Let people know how hardcore he is.
Yeah, old Papa Roach Ham over there.
Yeah, he is. Boy, he is Papa Roach Ham over there. A joke for the three of us. I mean, I feel like it's been said so many times, but I just don't really need anything. You know what I mean? Like, if there's something that I really want, I'll just buy it for myself throughout the year.
And that's why I asked for clothes, because, like, I have the money now. I'm old enough to where I should buy things for myself and not require or wait till Christmas for people to buy stuff that I want.
Yeah, because I'll buy, like, you know, a pair of headphones or something in November, and, you know, if my brother or mom see it, they'd be like, oh, why didn't
you
wait?
Told me, yeah.
I'm like, why didn't want to wait till December to use it? I want it
the
now.
The deal's good now. I'm alive now. I'm doing stuff now.
So a lot of times what ends up happening is my family on Christmas morning when we're opening gifts, I'll notice my pile is smaller just because they ended up giving up on me, which they should have because I didn't give them any good ideas.
Oh, buddy.
And I end up getting gift cards. And I'm perfectly fine with that. But I always feel really spare when I give...
The gift card?
Gift cards. Maybe not to, like, you know, tertiary people in my lives. I think that's perfect grounds for gift cards.
Well, I didn't know a lot of people. He also motioned right towards you.
Right towards me. Like, said tertiary people.
When I deal with the...
Now he's doing it to Tyler.
No, he's doing it to you now.
The ticket people. I'm like, here's a gift card. But when it comes to, like, my immediate family... Getting my brother a $25 Arby's gift card seems kind of spare.
Well, you should spend more than $25 on your brother and do a little bit better than Arby's.
And Arby's
is
awesome.
But Arby's is great.
I get him 200 of them so that I can get myself a $20 gift card. You ever fall for that gambit?
I mean, it's not falling for it.
Do you ever tell them extra for free?
It's just smart business right there.
Now, do you tell them that you also got something back for giving them?
Why do they need to know that? That I'm a smart businessman?
If you just repeat that deal enough times, you'll be a millionaire. You can just only buy your millionaire stuff at whatever store that is.
But do you consider giving out gift cards to give up?
I love to receive them. I feel bad about giving them, though.
Yeah.
For the reasons you said, because it feels like I'm just giving up.
Yeah.
Y'all are holding on to a lot of guilt in your lives.
Well, that's what I end up doing.
You should try it sometime.
Especially if I am really filled with guilt the night before Christmas and some of the gifts that I ordered have not come in.
The IOU.
That's when I go to either, you know, Target or Walmart or whatever and go to their big tree of gift cards.
Ooh, it's glorious. That grabbing. End cap, the best.
The angel tree?
Like, oh, maybe he will take a flight on Southwest. Let me get him one of those gift cards. I bet he likes Panda. Here you go. Like, I'll just grab
I've never
whatever.
Seen him eat at Cracker Barrel, but I bet he'd love it, so here you go.
Or you get him one of the real spare ones where it's like five restaurants you've never heard of, but it's $150 at one of those places. That's where I'm at my absolute worst. But I'm like, you know what? I'm spending money. He'll get over it. Or they'll get over it.
Right. It's better than nothing.
And you can take care of everybody all at once if you go to those gift cards.
Yeah. Well, there's a little Christmas gift talk for you. Be better than us.
Man, I wish we got the ham talk.
Maybe tomorrow. We've got time tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk.